Just remember, Zambi is Lover's Grunter. So anybody who wants to go and slide a grunter and catch a big Zambi, that's the area to go and fish.
Durban Bay, Grunter, Stumpfish, King, Springer.
I mean, that amount of species down the south coast, up on the north coast, in Durban. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back to Angler News South Africa. Now, guys, we go as Angler News, right? And this has been a week of news. What a week. We are talking cyclonic seas. We are talking about some massive swells, beaches closed, for swimming anyway. We are talking about overflowing dams, shark nets removed. Wait, did I just say shark nets removed? Does that mean we got more sharks coming through? We got more fish on the bite? Well, stay tuned. My reporters are going to be telling you a bit more. I will tell you what I've heard about, does that mean there's going to be a lot more sharks? Actually, that's enough for the not so pleasant news. Let's talk about what we are really here for. Let's talk about the epic week of fishing we have had and what is predicted to be for this weekend, right? We are talking about some massive shad. We are talking about lots of cob. We are talking about lots of sand sharks. There are a tremendous amount of non-ed action, right? Every skate you can imagine, from duck bolts to browns to honeys to diamonds, they are here. They are here in KZN, and our reporters are going to give you the hottest feeding zones. So we're going to get into it. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors for the fourth year in a row, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Well, guys, let's get into it. Let's get into the thick of action. Let's kick it off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. He's going to tell us about the purple patch shifting to what we expected this summer, non-ed action. Here's Adam with a full rundown of what's going on.
Things have been, I would say, a little bit slower down on the South Coast. However, our purple patch is definitely the non-ed action. Definitely holding up the bar for us down on the South Coast, from Splash Rock right up to Orange, right up to Mzumbi. There have been really good catches of non-eds, from tigers to hammers to greys to skates to a few small lessers. So things have been good in that sense. In terms of the non-ed fishing, there's been a bream here or there, but not much else to report. There has been still a few Dorado catches on the ski boats, which again has made things a bit better. It's better than sitting at home and doing nothing. We have had a little bit of rain the last few days on the coast, so the water is a little bit brown in certain areas, as obviously some of our rivers have opened. And I can suspect that's more than likely why we've got a lot of non-ed action happening, and obviously why the sort of edible fishing has slowed down a bit. There are a few pockets of cleaner water in certain areas like Munster and Glenmore. However, you're going to have to really find that clean water or that bay that's just not having so much sand mixing, or muddy water, if you wish to call it that, that you'll actually maybe get a bite of an edible fish. In terms of spinning, I wouldn't even bother at this stage. Again, just that brown water really hindering the spin fishermen out there. But if you are coming down to the coast for this coming weekend, I would definitely pack myself some heavier tackle and try and target those non-eds in your deeper water spots. Otherwise, guys, take care, tight lines, and let's see those catch. This is South Coast reporter Adam Lyon.
Thank you, Adam. Great report. Non-ed action. Like you said, carry some heavier tackle. Yeah, with those swells that are coming through, I have no doubt we're going to need some serious grapnels in there. Now, let's move into more action. Ray Thompson has some epic news with what's been going on. A variety of species. This is his report of everything from Pennington right down to Warna Beach.
Hebbardine North. There has been a few sand sharks around. Grey sharks in the dark. And, of course, rock cod. Lovely, lovely rock cod. Quite a few been coming out. As far as rockfish go, rock cod is the flavor of the day in that middle South Coast area. Scottsborough to Rocky Bay. Of course, that area has been throwing a lot of spinners and some big spinners at that. There's been a few bonefish around in the guys fishing the Rocky Bay vicinity. Gully in particular has thrown quite a lot of bonefish. So those of you that want to throw a small bait and have a little bit of fun, fish for those bonefish, guys. There's plenty of them around. Paddle ski fishermen that have been fishing in that vicinity, as well as the ski boaters, have been making hay with all the Dorado. There's been quite a few dories around. And snook, for those that are willing to go out and spin early in the morning, there's been quite a few snook, especially off of Scottsboro, as well as the gully area. Umkamas has been throwing a lot of small cob, and again, it's because of the dirty water. Our rivers are coming down and the dirty water is holding some small cob, as well as some morf grunter, which is quite unusual for this time of the year. But remember, Unkamas has got quite a lot of big Zambies swimming around, so I would not swim in that vicinity at all. Just remember, Zambies love those grunters. So anybody who wants to go and slide a grunter and catch a big Zambie, that's the area to go and fish. Lovo Caradine all the way through to Warner Beach. Warner's throwing quite a few grey sharks in the evening. Ilova throwing quite a few grunter as well. Well as brown skates. For those of you that want to go in Tussler Brown, that's the area to look at the moment. And of course, moving up to the bluff, there's been a lot of grey sharks in the Anstey's area. For those of you that want to go and catch a grey shark, go out there and have fun. Just stay safe. Remember, big storm surge warning for this weekend. Obviously, the cyclone that's coming down the Madagascar area, Mozambique, will throw a big storm surge. And we've got spring tides. So just be very careful on the beaches, guys. Ray Thompson for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Ray. Now, that is a variety of species. Those are the species I was talking about, right? I mean, there's a few more that's coming up on the North Coast, which we're going to jump into right after Jan's report of what's been going on the freshwater side.
Hey there, guys. 2 weeks into the new year, and you would have thought things would have settled in for the long ride already by about now. But quite simply put, the weather is rather mad. There just doesn't seem to be a plan to it, and the anglers and the fish are thoroughly confused. While the recent rains are welcome, the sound of rushing water have kept the river anglers at home. But on the positive side, the fresh input from a storm will keep the waters cool, which is much needed currently with 20 degree temperatures in the rivers already. With only a handful of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club still water anglers for last week, things are not much better in the pond. Apart from the dreaded blank, reports mentioned dirty water, warm water temperatures. There was one beacon of light coming though from a high altitude water with some cooler water where the fish were in the 50 centimeter class and one cracking the 60 centimeter bracket. Olive and black are your go-to colors. Summer trout fishing, guys, deep and slow should be your mantra. By deep, the bottom is inferred. If you're not dragging up weed every third or fourth cast, you're not fishing deep enough. For a supposed summer fish, the bass are also conspicuous by their absence. The theories are many, but the fish are few and far between. Chatting to various anglers, the terms poor and bad are being bandied about, with only a couple of fish coming in here, and all small. Big ones are clearly in full stealth mode. Dams are up though. Midmar is now at 98%, Albert Falls 80%, Spring Grove is lagging a bit at 64%, and Mern's going well over the top at 114%. Bank anglers are doing well over with tilapia, carp and barbel at Albert Falls. Banjo is the current flavor of the week. Sterkfontein, while not quite back to its 100% and firing on all cylinders form, has been giving up its fish selectively, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing, with local lads father and son Matthew and James Drew finding fish on the scum lines while fishing with Jeremy last week. Guys, this is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa, and do pop into the Kingfisher for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. I absolutely love it, my friend, because it's a good, honest report. Now, it's not the greatest report, I do admit. However, it is honest. And you know what? Jan's predictions about the Midmar Dam overflowing, he predicted that earlier in the week. And just before I could do this podcast, I received a text from him and he tells me, Vinesh, the Midmar Dam is overflowing. So that is bound to happen with even more over this next couple days. So yeah, it's going to be pretty wet out there. Now, let's jump into the North Coast, where I spoke to Savika, and I've got a report out of there where Tinley Manor, there are huge copper bream coming out, lots of cob and shad coming out of Matikulu, and cob out of Tugela. So the rock and surf angling is pretty good. As you move further up, there's also a variety of the flatfish species, and if you're looking for that offshore action up on the North Coast, well, it's been Dorado continuing from last week, ridiculous amount of Dorado, and that could out there as well as some bullfish. So North Coast looking absolutely fantastic. Now let's jump right back into Durban, right into the thick of it, right into our front door. I will tell you about the beach situation in a moment after we hear from Mike V and Brad Krobler.
The last week's been mainly about the grey sharks. The guys have been having some great fun catching them. They've been eating most of the baits. There's been a lot of them around. But as always, catching 5 kilo greys is enjoyable. Between them, there has been the odd little diamond, one or two small sandies around, but John, not too much on the non-edible side. Bees, grunters on the Durban North Beach, there's still a couple there. A couple kingies on the guys that have been spinning on the beaches as well. They've been having some fun with those, but it's been a little bit quiet. The condition's just not right. As soon as they come right, it looks like this coming weekend could be a goodie. The conditions look like they could hot up for the weekend, and we could have a very, very good weekend. Ski boats and paddle ski side, the guys have been using a good couple of snook, some kuta, tunny, quite a few dorada, a couple marlin in the deep. So, yeah, there is quite a bit of everything out there. The guys fishing in the bottom have been getting some slingers and things like that. So those oaks are also having quite a bit of fun. Durban Bay, grunter, stumpies, kingy, springer. Not a fish for the ultralight guys. The guys have been smoking at that. Some nice fish up to 3-4 kilos, especially on the light tackle and the light baits that the oaks are having. A hell of a lot of fun in the bay. But if you've got a couple minutes, go down to Yachtmore or Bat Center, one of those spots, go have a couple throws there with some lures, see what you can get. Guys, have a great day, have a great weekend. Mike V for ANSA News.
Well, guys, the weather has really played its game, and we had some beautiful weather over the weekend. So the fish at Precourt, there were snook off the Blue Lagoon, Kuta, Baum Schlotti area, and off the bluff side. The bottom fishing was quite prolific. There was a hell of a lot of bottom fish from soldiers, Englishmen, rockards, and all sorts of really good fish coming out. On the game fish side, yeah, guys, there were a couple of wahoo. Dorado were still plentiful over the weekend, especially out in the deep. So I guess hopefully the weather plays the game, and we have some really good weather for the upcoming week. This is Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters for Angling News South Africa. I'll speak to you guys next.
And there you have it, the lowdown from all our reporters. Guys, the fishing is going to be absolutely amazing, right? I mean, that amount of species down the south coast, up on the north coast, in Durban. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. However, we have to take care, right? Because we've got some seriously big swells coming. They've removed the shark nets. Now, let me jump back to how I started off this podcast, where I was going to tell you about, are there going to be more sharks coming through? Well, you know what? I did some homework, and the guys say, not really, all right? We are going to get fish, 100%. There will be sharks this weekend. There will be a lot of greys out of Durban this weekend. However, right, the fish were already there, right? Majority of the fish that are caught are swimming towards the shark nets. They are caught in front of the shark nets. Now, the reason they are removing the shark nets is because with these heavy swells, they tend to get lifted up and they tend to get washed up on the shore. People get trapped in it. That's why they close the beaches. And you know what? These nets get washed up on the rocks and it causes a lot of damage. So they are taking out the shark nets. Now, don't get me wrong. The shark nets do hold back a fair amount of sharks. However, they don't hold back all the sharks, right? I mean, the sharks always swimming below them or over them, or in some cases in between them. So you know what, the shark nets are being removed, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be more sharks coming through. You know, it's not like we've got an influx of sharks just waiting behind the shark nets, waiting to, you know, hit our shoreline. No, it doesn't work that way. All right, so that's enough about the shark nets. However, the beaches are closed for swimming. And if you're heading out there with the family, guys, please take precaution, especially if you got kids with you. You got to keep your eye on the ocean and keep your other eye on your kids, because there are those big swells, there are those freak waves. We have got that cyclone effects coming through, as well as a spring tide. So yeah, the sea is going to be pretty rough this weekend. Now, some of those beaches that are closed are Tequeni Beach, Country Club Beach, Laguna, Brighton Beach, Westbrook Beach, Bronze Beach, and Amgababa Beach. There was a message out that Amshlanga is closed. No, that was a misprint. Amshlanga Beach is open, right? And of course, do not forget, the news of the week was Blue Lagoon is closed. That is due to the high levels of E. coli that's out there, as well as Anstey's Beach. Now, we do know there was a lot of greys that were coming out at Anstey's. There's also a lot of E. coli in the water, so the beach is closed. So you are not going to go to Anstey's this weekend or until we hear when the ban is lifted, right? So do not go there. You will get ill. The E. coli levels are really high. Now, that's enough of that. Guys, the rest of it is going to be absolutely epic. We have got a variety of species. We have got non-eds. We have got that huge shad up on the north coast. We've got a lot of cob up on the north coast. We've got epic offshore fishing up over there. Durban, like Mike V said, there's a variety of species. And if the sea is looking a bit too bumpy for you, a bit too rough, a bit too heavy for your rock and surf fishing, go and fish the harbor. There's a lot of fish out there, right? I mean, there's so many varieties. And like you said, fish with light tackle, fish with these artificial lures, and you will get onto some good fishing action. And if you're heading down the South Coast, well, like Adam said, it's a non-ed fest out there. So carry some heavy tackle. You will get those rods bended. So until the next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.